This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm back. It is me, Harriet Rose. Welcome to the show. I've had a bloody busy week, guys, but it's all very exciting. Lots to tell you today. We're going to be chatting about Janelle Monáe's brand new single, which also coincides as being my track of the week this week, Pink featuring Grimes. Zayn's shared a new song. We're going to chat about that a bit later. Cardi B, guys. Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy came out on Friday. Blew everybody's mind, I think. I haven't heard a negative thing yet. Even Abby Weaver, who is not the biggest fan of Cardi B, has said that maybe she just said about that she liked my video. I don't know. Maybe she even likes it. We'll have to ask her later. I did do a little video for Cardi B, so you want to check that out. It's on the FUBAR Radio Instagram. You should actually go to the FUBAR Radio Instagram because we do some lol stuff over there. It's just at FUBAR Radio. Nice and easy. I've just done a video. I managed to get the lighting really nice. So everyone should be happy about that. Plus, I'm going to be chatting about a little event called Raw that's happening next week. But all this is in music news and reviews after I could play a bit of music. Plus, we have Sasha Brown in the studio. Jade Leanne's going to be in the studio. Miller Blue and Rita. Rita's also doing a little live session. You remember Rita? We had her in a few months ago. She's released an EP since then. She's got a lot to tell us, so we're looking forward to all those guys having a chit chat with us. In fact, I'm going to play this brand new one from Janelle Monáe. Basically, it's from her new album, and she's released a video for it, and the video's incredible. I might give you a sneak peek into the music news and reviews and tell you a bit about it now before we play it. It's my track of the week this week. I'm just so into Janelle Monáe at the moment. It's quite unreal. I don't know what's happened, but she seems to have grown into what she was always meant to be as a musician, and it feels like this album has really, for me specifically as a fan, opened up so much more because I see a completely other side of her. I mean, she's always been sick, her voice has always been incredible, but I feel like this album is really like game changer for her. It's called Dirty Computer and it's set to come out on the April 27th. It's everyone's very excited about it, but if you've streamed any of the songs so far, it's unreal. So in the video, it stars Tessa Thompson and Grimes, of course. There's a lot of incredible dance. She shows off that she's a pretty good dancer, but it's all kind of related around lady parts, otherwise known as vagina, which is the technical term. She wears a pair of vagina trousers in it, which are sort of trousers that look like a vagina. It's all very sort of symbolic and beautiful and celebrating the female organ in exactly as much as it needs to be celebrated. It's wonderful, and I just think she's doing great things. I'm really excited for her and everything she's doing right now. So this is my track of the week. It's called Pink, but it's spelt with a Y, so it's P-Y-N-K featuring Grimes. This is Janelle Monáe.
Lips keep it funky. Touch your top and let it down.
Obsessed, Janelle Monáe featuring Grimes, Pink. Now, Hannah, my assistant producer, has just drawn something to my attention. Apparently, there's such thing called bisexual lighting. Now, if it's true, and I think it is, I need this in FUBAR from now on. Every time I come in, Nat, stop ignoring me. I want bisexual lighting during my show. It's the sickest thing ever, right? So they've used it thousands of times. I've never heard of it before, but it's been used in the likes of Hollywood blockbusters like Black Panther, Atomic Kitten and Logan. And also the reason we were talking about it is because it's in Janelle Monáe's video for Make Me Feel. Now, it's a mixture of pink, purple and blue, like all the different hues, and it makes you like shine. It really kind of pops a person. And that's bisexual lighting. So anyone who knows me, that is something I need ASAP in my life. I want to be constantly lit with bisexual lighting. So if anyone knows any bisexual lighting designers that want to come into FUBAR and help me out a bit, I'd be really appreciative. You should also go and check out that video as well, and check out the bisexual lighting. Also Google bisexual lighting, because I've never heard of it. I should know about this kind of thing, and I didn't even know about it. So go and check it out. It's really cool. Janelle Monáe's so sick. Her music's incredible. Everything she's doing right now is awesome. So make sure you keep following her. I think just more and more and more great stuff is going to be coming from her. Now, I'm also going to chat to you a little bit now before Sasha comes in the studio about an event that's happening next week. So it's called Raw, and it's going to be at the Pickle Factory. It's basically, you can buy tickets Ticketmaster.co.uk or Robo Magic Live, because Robo Magic are putting it on, or LiveNation.co.uk. And it's essentially, the concept of it is what they wanted to achieve was, we see a lack of, as we've discussed a lot on the show, a lack of females on the lineups of festivals. Now, obviously you can't put a female in a lineup just for the sake of it. They have to have the level of, you know, could you call it fame or success or notoriety that the other acts on the platform have. So to remove that as an excuse, they wanted to start a night. It initially launched in 2015 as Finding the Female Headliner at birthdays in North London. They've sort of rebranded it to Raw. It's just a way of drawing attention to incredible female artists and bringing them up to the level where they can be on headliners. They can be lighting up the festivals and making their place. Because as we know, there is not enough women on the lineups at the moment. And there is enough, trust me, with enough notoriety. But this is a fabulous way of bringing attention to women. The future day, it's happening on Wednesdays. So it's next Wednesday. And then there's one on the 23rd of May and one on the 13th of June, all Wednesdays. And they should all be at the Pickle Factory. Brilliant venue as well. But also just a good way, if you like new music, and I'm assuming you do, if you're listening to this show, because it's all I harp on about. You'll really like it, and it's just a way of celebrating women. And please, please, anyone can go to this. It's for everybody. It's not just for women. It's for everybody. It's all inclusive. We want everyone to go down there and have a good time. I'm going to be there. I'm also going to be working with them a little bit, sending them over some artists and getting involved, because I really find it annoying, and I think it's important to highlight women in the music industry and how much amazing things they're doing, you know, in front of the cameras and behind it, in front of the cameras, in front of the microphone or whatever. And I just think it's a wonderful thing to do. I'm involved in a lot of sort of female-led projects at the moment, and this is one of them, and I want everyone to go. So go next week, Wednesday, Pickle Factory. Get down there, and it's also going to be subsequently on Wednesday the 23rd of May and the 13th of June. Hit me up if you want any more information, or hit the guys up at RoboMagic, and they'll be able to give you more information. But you can find tickets at Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and RoboMagicLive.com. Okay, I think we'll play a little song now, and then we're going to get Sasha in the studio. Now, everyone's going nuts about this song. Nuts. So obviously Dua Lipa is taking over the world. We know that much. Her album was amazing. I listen to it all the time, actually. She's sick. She just cut her hair as well, just to highlight how sick that looks. If you haven't checked it out, go to her Instagram. She's it's kind of like a shaggy bob, and I'm very into it. This is her brand new single with Calvin Harris. As I say, people are going crazy for this one, so check it out and let me know what you think.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
One Kiss featuring Dua Lipa. Sasha Brown is in the studio.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. Very well indeed, in fact. Now, you've got a new single out. It's called Fix of You.
Yes.
But you're a bit of a multi-talenter. Do a lot of stuff.
I'm a singer-songwriter DJ.
Yeah, all of the above. But I want to talk straight away about the fact that you play the saxophone. That's very cool. Yeah. Cool people do that, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I like to think so.
But you play it when you DJ.
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes I'm just booked as a DJ, sometimes just a saxophonist.
But tell me about the sax. I need to know more about this.
The combined set's really cool. It's, I'm playing at El Dorado Festival this summer with the sax and DJ set.
Sick.
And yeah, I play those tunes and I play sax at the same time and loop them. And it's like a live loop, so it's cool.
So do you use like Pioneers or do you use a loop system? Like, is
I'm literally using CDJs in the same way you would loop a tune. That's how I'm doing it, so that I can pick which part I'm playing saxophone over.
And how did you birth that? Because it's quite random. I mean, it's sick, but...
So I was DJing and I was thinking it'd be cool if there was a live instrument over this. And I just thought, let's play saxophone.
So what kind of stuff do you DJ?
Commercial house.
Okay.
Well, I mean, anything, but my main
thing is
commercial house. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I love that of Jax Jones, Camel Fat, Madison Mars, that sort of vibe.
Oh, sick. I actually once DJed and had someone play saxophone. It wasn't you. next to me. But
it should be me next time.
I know. Yeah, you've got to get in there, mate.
Absolutely.
But it was like, I just don't know how you could do two things at once. That's pretty sick. And tell me about the songwriting stuff. So you write as well for other people, right? But you're working on your own artist project at the moment.
Well, everything. So I'll go in studio sessions for other artists and for myself. My first cut was with Fabiche from Island Records.
Sick.
And Aaron Pfeiffer and A Minor, and the single's called Naked Lines.
Great. And is that doing well?
Yeah, it's doing good.
You're
it's doing good on Spotify.
That.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it weird giving away your songs?
Well, that session I went into as a co-writer.
Oh, great. You're just adding your two-piece and then you can walk away and be like, chill, I don't have to do anything now.
I know what you mean. It is slightly weird to like write and then not be part of that kind of... But you're also part of it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You co-wrote it.
I mean, a lot of the people who are the, you know, biggest pop stars at the moment are co-writers themselves, like Ray.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, Ray's amazing.
Yeah, and she... And I think there's a lot of, like, Dua Lipa, I think, writes a lot. And but tell me a bit more about Fix of You.
Yes, this is the new single.
Yeah.
I released it a couple of weeks ago. It got added to New Music Friday Deutschland. And
which is big because Spotify attracts a lot, especially New Music
Spotify
Friday.
Spotify is, like, just... When I saw it on the playlist, I was in the studio and it kind of popped up, like, through AWOL, who's my distributor. And I was like... This is the
dreaming.
Best day ever. That was pretty cool. And Line of Best Fit premiered, which was a kind of dream of mine since I started releasing music last year. So that was awesome. But I wrote it with a guy called Benji Toten.
Yeah. So he's in Sound Collective, right? He's part of Sound Collective. Wow, that's pretty sick.
And he's Georgia Smith's guitarist.
Yeah, so he's got a good, you know, you're making bangers with someone who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I just went to the studio. We had no idea. It was the first time we'd ever been in a session together. And we just kind of like spitboard ideas. He came up with this incredible bass line, which just like carries the song. And then I guess like all that kind of sassiness came from that.
So is there something behind it? Or is it just that moment where you were thinking of words and thinking of things? And like, how did it come about? Is it about someone?
Well, it's about like a dysfunctional relationship, isn't it?
And so
that's all that needs to be said.
Okay. We'll
pass,
we'll
by
move
the way.
On, we'll
I
move
should probably
on.
Say that to past.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant past as in I don't want to talk about it. I was like, oh, who
no,
is it?
No. Okay.
So you had a little single launch, I think, at Groucho,
yeah,
right?
So basically, I've released three singles now. For the second single, Model Behaviour, I just love parties.
Yeah.
And I was busy and I wasn't going to enough, so I thought, let's throw my own.
Perfect. How did that go?
Really, really good fun. So the first single launch party for the last single was at Monkey House on Dover Street.
Oh, sick.
And it's such a cool little venue because there's a restaurant downstairs, there's a bar upstairs, and I did a live set with my pianist, David Franklin, which is awesome. And then I did a DJ and sax set, which is really good fun.
Oh, my God, is it really heavy holding a saxophone?
You have a strap around your neck. But sometimes my shoulders get a bit sore. I'm like, I need a massage.
It just seems like so... I mean, I get really tired DJing, but more because I put a lot of energy into it.
Yeah.
You're definitely putting a lot more energy into your sets. But is it because I DJ like hip-hop and R&B, so could you do like saxophone over that?
Hip-hop and R&B...
A little bit more difficult,
is
right?
A little bit more difficult. House is easier just because of the constant beat kind of thing.
It it's not like easy,
easier.
it's just matches more, I think.
It
is about, yeah,
that's the word, isn't it?
Because
it's
still
better.
Really sick that you can do it over over that. So what's the plan next? You've just dropped this single. Is there more singles coming this year, or what are you working on at the moment?
Yeah, more singles. I'm trying to like keep a constant stream of singles coming out.
Sick.
And I'm really excited about the new music, so I'm kind of trying to decide which should be the next single at the moment.
And is there any dream people that you'd love to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I was on Represent the other week and I said, obviously Max Martin would be like a dream. But that's the big dream. But there's tons of producers that I'd love to work with at the moment. The guys that are working with kind of Mulally and all this. I love Swedish pop. I kind of grew up on ABBA, which is what I started playing the saxophone to.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
So, I mean, the guys that are working with Tove Strike, Tove Lo, Astrid S, like, I think I just got Sweden for a little bit.
You need to, because that's one of the hubs of music, like one of the biggest music places in the world. Like, if you want to make some good, if you want to produce some good music, you need to go to Sweden.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, all those girls that you just mentioned as well, like, so sick.
So good. Like, and they're so cool. Yeah. Like, so cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Swedish, you're pretty cool anyway. You're just born cool. It's a pretty sick place to be. Have you been there before?
No, never.
No,
I haven't either. I need to go.
You need to go and you need to make some music there. Mm-hmm. Sick.
But for the next singles, I'll definitely be having some more launch parties. So.
Oh yeah, and you're going to do some gigs as well.
Yes, so I've got some gigs coming up. The next one's at Water Rats on June the 13th.
Where's that?
I need to Google map that.
Okay, Water Rats sounds like a sick venue though.
Yeah, it's
I haven't
great.
Been, but it sounds amazing.
I'm supporting an artist called Ryder.
Ryder with a Y.
No, R-E-D-E-R.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so we can... Oh, it's in King's Cross. There we go.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
There you go. You know where you're going now.
Thank you.
And we can find that on your socials and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I've got some DJ gigs coming up. Aqua this Thursday this Friday and Saturday night.
Is that the place on Oxford Circus?
Yes,
it's like
the sushi bar.
Sick.
So I'm waiting for the roof terrace to open because that's going to be sick.
Yeah. Have you DJed there before?
Yeah, I DJed there quite a lot.
Oh, nice. Do they let you DJ like outside when the roof terrace is open?
Well, it hasn't been open yet, but when it does...
Oh, has it never been open?
Well, it's open, but it's not hot
you
enough.
You need to get out there. You need to get out there. It's ASAP. That's all so exciting. And you do your own radio show as well?
Yes, on Hoxton Radio.
So what do you talk about on that?
New music.
Oh, nice.
Can't let you
use it. Get her out. She's trying to compete. Nah, get her out.
No, that's exciting.
No, that's really exciting. And if you had to pick one thing that you do, the sax...
I'm a singer-songwriter DJ, so everything else kind of comes around that. Like, what I absolutely love about my radio show is that I get to promote new music and show people what I'm listening to and give them a taste of the pop stuff that I'm listening to and the commercial house stuff that I'm DJing out. I get to meet loads of musicians and interview them, and
it's really great. It's a good way to kind of get your knowledge up as well, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I find that I learn so much from people.
And also because you constantly have to keep updated with like, everything that's going on and all the music events, you're like, now I know where to go.
Is there anyone at the moment that you're really enjoying listening to, any up and coming artists that you could recommend to us? It's a tough
you
one, I know.
On the spot.
No, it's okay.
I really like Mulally. I know he's already signed to Atlantic, so that's not as kind of up and coming. But,
no, it is. Like anyone like that, even, you know... There's some big artists that we would know that'd still be perceived
that's
as up
true,
and coming.
That's true.
You know?
Well, he's great. I'm sure there are a few more which I will think of.
No, yeah. It's fine. It's totally fine. Well, I think we should have a little play of Fix of You then.
Let's do it.
Perfect. And you should definitely hit up. We've just been talking about this event, Raw. So I'll put you in touch with the guys, but it's a really cool little event, all female lineup. They're trying to like boost the profiles of women in music.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really sick. It's down at Pickle Factory.
Nice.
So I'll send you the information because it's really sick. Before we go, can you introduce this for us?
Yes. So this is my new single, Fix of You.
Thank you so much for coming in, Sasha.
Thank
it's been
you,
a pleasure.
Harriet.
See you soon.
See you later.
Feels right when we incapable of loving right, caught in the moment, and we do it again. We're so dysfunctional. Oh. I know all your friends have been talking about us. Let them talk, 'cause I never mind that. I know all the things they've been spreading around, but it feels right. Trying to reach you is a mission I'll put. Climb around in a full rotation. Hold your words, please stop explaining. We're so dysfunctional.
Dan Kaplan here, FUBAR Radio, with Harriet motherfucking Rose.
I want to know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on, hold on.
I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? You said you cared for me better.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been peeping what you bringin' to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. This is your life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m. finish round 5. Post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes, your boy.
Watch the breakdown.
Drake, Nice For What. Really good sample on that. Love a bit of that sample. Is it Lauryn Hill? It's Lauryn Hill, isn't it? Oh, God, I love Lauryn Hill. So it's time for a bit more music news and reviews now. Huge thanks to Sasha. What a babe. Sasha Brown came in the studio just then. Don't forget to go and check out her single Fix of You, which you heard a second ago. So a few things going down today. Zane's dropped a song. It's called, and a video. Basically, he's been a bit silent for a bit. Do you remember we chatted a couple of weeks ago about he had Gigi Hadid's eyes tattooed on his chest and then they broke up and it was all a bit awkward. So he's dropped a song and a video, and it's following his 2016 debut album, Mind of Mine. The video is interesting because it shows Zayn's romantic interest being taken hostage in a club, which leads to a showdown. Now, there's been dribs and drabs of this coming out on social media for a little while of him being a bit... It was like portrayed that he was going to be playing a bit of a gangster in it. I think he went live on the breakfast show this morning with Grimmy to chat about it. It literally dropped like 2 hours ago. And it's quite different and unusual. Different and unusual to... yeah, Hannah's looking at me because she's actually Australian. Deeply offending her over there. To drop a song on a Thursday because it's always Fridays. Because you remember when it used to be, basically, you'd never really know before, but then they changed all the chart shows to be Friday night And so they, all the new music drops on Friday. All the playlists are called like New Music Friday. So he's really getting out of the mold here. Zane's being a bit kooky. Classic Zane. So go and check it out. See what you think. Let us know. Last night I went to the O2 to see Harry Styles in concert. Mabel supported him. She was awesome. I really enjoyed watching the whole thing. Harry's album I haven't listened to a million times, but I really enjoyed the gig. It was like really chilled. His outfits were sick. I really vibed with his band as well. The whole staging was really good. He's got another night tonight, so I think it's two sold out nights at the O2, which is pretty massive. So it is quite interesting, isn't it? Because they're all doing well. Like, they're all releasing music and they're all doing well. Louis, Liam, Zane, Niall. I wonder how much they really do chat. But, I mean, let's be honest, guys. They are going to get back together 100. There's no way they won't. There is no way. Because they still play the songs. Like, Harry played some One Direction songs last night. I just wonder whether they chat, really. I mean, I know Zane's a bit out of the loop with these guys. But you never know. They might become besties again. So let's just stop everything and have a pure conversation about Cardi B for a minute. So she dropped Invasion of Privacy. She's amassed 2.6 million tweets about it since the release. About 2 million of those were from me. I was obsessed. As soon as she dropped it, I listened to it literally. And I never really do that. That, like, there's only certain artists that I'm literally that gagging to listen to the album. And I think just because people were so in two minds about it, some people were saying, like, is she ready, is she good enough, and the others were just saying, oh my god, you know, queen Cardi B, give it to us. Honestly, I was incredibly impressed. It's really, really well done. The lyrics are sick. I think she's awesome. The artwork and obviously the video is amazing. And then she announced her pregnancy. So she's dropped an album and she's preggo. Congratulations, Cardi B. She announced it when she co-hosted The Tonight Show for the first time in history, may I add. And then she also performed it on SNL, which is one of my favourite shows of all time. She's smashing it. I think the album's wicked. I don't really care what people say. If you don't like Cardi B's music, then you're not going to like it. But I think it really showed a different side to her. There's one of the songs, and I can't remember which it's called, that she actually sings on. She actually sings on it. And I was like, oh, who's the feature? And she was like, it was me. And she didn't say that to me directly. I just asked it to somebody and then I saw that she tweeted it. Although we do regularly chat face to face. She was really funny on The Tonight Show. I watched a little clip, actually. She explained, basically, they started talking about prom night and she just out. The reason I really like her is she's so random. They were just talking about prom night and she just went, I had a really good time at prom. And then it was like silence and she was like, they were like, why? And she was like, mm-hmm. And she just couldn't say because it was raucously naughty. But I just really know that if you had a night out with her, it would be the best night of your life. So Cardi, maybe I'll wait till you've given birth to your child and then we could go on a night out, have some drinks, see what happens. Congratulations to Cardi B, though. It's very, very exciting. And she's also announced that she's going to be special guest on Bruno Mars' last leg of Bruno Mars' 24K Magic Tour. Also, how long has that man been touring? Long time. Not as long as Elton John, who's touring for like 15 years coming up on his last ever tour. So you better catch one of those dates. It's actually like 4 years, but seriously, you should catch it. Of course, Coachella is happening. As we speak, it's about to start. Its first weekend is tomorrow. Obviously, Beyonce is playing, and we're all very excited about that. She's not pregnant, so she can play. I've never been... it's obviously artists like Haim, Tyler, the Creator, The Weeknd. You can watch Beyonce at 2:10 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:10 a.m. London Time. So we'll all be up early this weekend to watch that. But basically, it's a bit of an interesting festival because it's in LA. And I think there's this thing where you can't drink in the festival. So you can like drink in like a pen. In the festival, it's like a small sort of cattle pen. You can have your drinks in there, but it's like a dry festival. I'm really interested to go. I've never been, but if anyone's been and has any stories, tweet us. I know there's a lot of outfits and stuff that happen there. There's a lot of sort of memes and stuff you find about Coachella, but I want to experience it firsthand. I would love to be doing it for Beyonce, but next year I'm going to go. I just keep forgetting about it because it's so early on in the year. But this year we haven't got Glastonbury, so it's all a bit confusing to where to start your festival year. Because my festival year always starts at Glastonbury, but where does it start now? Do I even ever start? I don't know. Mariah Carey's been making headlines because she did an amazing short film slash advert for Hostel World, where she basically got told she's been booked into a hotel, but she'd been booked into a hostel. And I think the whole vibe of it is like, even a diva can stay at a hostel, and she is the queen diva of the world. And she mimes fantasy in his full sequin outfit, so why not give it a watch? It's for Hostel World. I really enjoy adverts like that, where they get someone completely unexpected. You know, when you see it and you're like, it was kind of like when Kevin Bacon did the EE adverts first time, and I was like, what? You know, when they get, you know, a really big artist to come through and do an advert for something you wouldn't expect. Mariah Carey is the queen. So I really enjoy it. I like it. Also, it's been really interesting, actually, because I think it's really wonderful that she's been outspoken about her 17-year battle with bipolar disorder. She was diagnosed in 2001 after she had a mental breakdown, which resulted in her being actually admitted to hospital. She's in therapy now and takes medication, which causes her to have actual periods of serious depression and hypomania. And she's recently opened up about it. And I think it's actually wonderful, because an artist like her with that scale, and, you know, she's huge. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. She's performed in some of the biggest venues with some of the most major, major performers. And I think it's wonderful for her to give. I mean, it's a very hard thing to do, I think, probably, to give a part of yourself away to the public. But I really applaud her for that. And I think it's wonderful to talk about something that, I think when you talk about that kind of thing, it teaches people, it means people learn more about the disorder and about what it means to a person. And I think knowledge is power. So big up Mariah Carey for talking about that, because I think it's really, really wonderful. Also, some scary news this week. Popular Vivo YouTube videos got hacked. Now, hacking confuses me. I have no idea what's going on there, but it sounds like they took loads of like famous artist songs, Taylor Swift, Drake, Selena Gomez, and replaced their thumbnails with some pretty scary images. So it's a bit of a one for safety online, I reckon. Just change your passwords. I don't even know if that matters, but, you know, if you've got that same, if you've got like Harriet123 as your password, obviously insert your own name there, then maybe give it a change. Give it a change. I like to use foreign words that aren't in the English language. Usually I make them up, so really no one can guess them. And now I've just said that, everyone knows my password. Great. Anyone know any fake words that I make up? You know that's my password. Let's play some music now. Kali Uchis, one of my favourite artists, has released her new album. This is from it. It's my favourite song from it, I would say. If you don't know much about Kali Uchis, you should go and check her out, because it's called Isolation. It features Tyler, the Creator, Steve Lacey and Georgia Smith. She's awesome. She really speaks her mind. I really think her voice is beautiful. She's got a great aura. If you haven't checked her out, make sure you do. And if you get a chance to see her live, please, please do. This is Miami featuring BIA, Kali Uchis.
Bienvenidos a Miami. messy. Me, my money prompts, and you don't wanna see me moody. If you knew me, then you probably wanna get to know the new me. Vamos pa' Miami, how we live la vida loca. Me llamo Perico, pero no me gusta coca. New vice, now I need a blunt with my mimosa. Never get it twisted, ain't too bougie for Corona. With a lime on the side, I bring my sand to the trap. Cause my baggage is way too expensive to pack. I be 10 toes down, 2 hands in the back. Cause when you fast forward, you don't never look back. Miami, Jade Leanne is in the studio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks you.
I'm very happy to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Is that a giant coffee you've got there?
It's actually a large green tea.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's healthy.
I'm addicted to it.
Are you?
Yes, unhealthy addiction, but hey ho.
No, it's healthy green tea. It's green. It's got to be healthy, no?
Yeah, I think the amount I drink is not so healthy, but yeah.
So you're like hepped up on caffeine at all times?
You could say that, yeah.
It's pretty caffeinated, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah, not as much as coffee though.
No, it's like slow releasing, so it's like a banana.
Yeah.
It's the banana of the coffee world.
Yeah, although I never really feel the effects of a banana either, but...
No, I know.
It's a bit rubbish, really.
Although I do like bananas.
No, me too.
But I could have to eat about 8 to feel full.
Yeah.
So you kicked off your career in music doing covers online.
Yeah.
Which, who was your favourite person to cover?
Probably Ariana Grande. I can't lie. I love her songs and I feel like, I don't know, yeah, I can sing her songs, I think. Some of them.
Do you feel an affinity with her?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you feel connected to her? Are you a really big fan of her music anyway? Or is it just that you like you like her music and you like reenacting it?
Yeah, I feel like I just like her music. Yeah. I like singing. Yeah, I love her voice. I think she's got vocals for days. So
yeah, I mean, she's nuts. It's incredible.
Crazy, yeah.
That's exciting. And so you started off doing that and people started really paying attention to you. What made you want to start in the first place? Was there a specific song you listened to when you were younger? Was there something that clicked inside you when you realised you wanted to, you know, sing and work in music?
I can't actually pinpoint the...
the moment,
specific time, but I've always wanted to sing. Like, I've always sung. Like, I kind of, you know, my whole family sings. Started, like, it's kind of the cliche, started in church, and you know, my parents sing, and I've always wanted to sing. And I remember doing like school plays and stuff, and I feel like that's where it kind of started.
Tell me right now what school plays you were in immediately.
I mean, like, I remember my first show I was in when I was singing, I was 6, and it was the nativity play, and I was the star of Bethlehem.
So. Sick. I've never met someone who's been an actual part in a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
No,
really?
One gets that.
Are you serious?
Dude,
everyone does it.
I'm surrounded by shepherds.
Oh, okay.
Surrounded by them. And here you are, the star of Bethlehem.
Yeah, I was really proud.
Wow. I mean, I was literally the lobster that died 3 weeks before.
Oh, wow.
And just at the back, like, sort of rolling around.
I mean,
around.
Unique role. I've never heard, you know, so that's great.
That's what I put on my CV anyway.
Amazing.
Okay, give me some more. I want to know some more school. Have you done some more school plays or is that the main one?
Yeah, so, like, I went on secondary school. I studied drama, music and dance. So I did some plays there. Then college, I studied musical theatre. So that's when I kind of started doing my first musicals. Mm-hmm. So I did like Cabaret and Rent and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, straight in on the big ones there.
Yeah.
Cabaret's sick.
Cabaret's sick.
I'm told a cabaret.
Yeah, you're a fan.
Obviously. Obviously.
I love it.
Well, I played Bugsy in Bugsy Malone.
Oh, really? I did actually.
I'm being serious. I went to an all-girls school. There was no one else there to play the boys. Oh, like nowhere near here. You wouldn't know it.
Probably.
But it, trust me. You know, I was proud of that lead, even though I was playing.
Did you slap that on the CV as well?
Yeah.
Top credits, right?
Yeah. I love a bit of musical theatre. But I think it's also a good way to train your voice, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is very demanding on the voice, especially the style as well of the songs. But yeah, it is great. It's great practice.
And then this song is produced by Mike Keyes, yeah, who's worked with Retro 2, Bobby Lewis, who we had on the show last week, Koji Radical. What was it like working with him on the track? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I did. I think he's uber talented. Like, he's great, and he really made me feel really comfortable. Like, he was the first producer I started working with. He also produced another one of my songs that should be released, like, during summer, which is exciting. But, yeah, so it was really fun, and, like, he really helped me find my sound, I think, so... Yeah,
and this is your debut, so you're going to be releasing another one in the summer.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
What's it called? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, it's called Emotion.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that one. Yeah.
And are you going to do some visuals for She?
I didn't actually plan to do visuals.
But
do you
kind of want to do videos in the future?
Absolutely. I actually wanted to do one for the next one. But I won't talk too much about that. I don't want to jinx anything. But, you know,
okay.
Yeah.
Putting it out to the universe, though.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So are you going to be doing any gigs over the summer? Is it going to be, you know, are you going to try and get out there as much as possible?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I do love performing live as well. There's nothing like it. So I definitely want to be doing that over summer.
So we just check out your socials and find out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And also on your YouTube channel, there's a lot of people can go and check out. There's a lot of covers on there.
Yeah,
some cool
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
If you were to be, you know, obviously everyone has the dream artist they want to work with.
Yeah.
You're in a room, right? And this guy comes over to you and he says, "Here's a red box. Inside is the key to your dream artist."
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it means that you can never release an album ever, but you can work with this dream artist now. Doesn't mean you can't release singles and EPs, but you can never put an album out, but you can work with your dream artist right now. Would you do it?
Oh, that's tight.
And also, who would it be? Firstly, let's find out who it is first, and then we can judge how easy it is for you to stop you from making albums.
I think right now it would probably be Jhené Aiko.
Oh,
I love her. Like,
okay.
Right now, I'm really hot on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
So would you give up the opportunity to make albums when you can still make EPs, like, and you can still, you just can't Chris Brown it and release 45 songs at once, and you can't Kanye West it and keep changing your album even though you've already released it. You can't do any of that because you can't release an album, but you can release an EP. You can do CDs, you can do everything, but you cannot release an album.
I'd have to turn it down. I'd love to release an album.
Good girl!
Yeah.
No, that's good, because do you know what? That's only one song.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's only one song.
It's true.
Okay, is there an artist? Like, what if Beyonce said, like...
Ooh.
Nah? I like your resolve. That's sick.
Nah, I'm very... Yeah, I do wanna.
So that's the goal, then, is to get to the point where you can collate your music to make an album.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'd love to tour it around the world as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one day.
Tour life. Although it's quite hard, I've heard.
Yeah, so have I. I've heard it's really demanding and tiring, but...
But it looks sick.
It
and
does.
Also, you get loads of free food and stuff, so...
I mean, there we go. I'm all for it, then.
When you were younger, obviously musical theatre was a big influence, but did you have any other artists that were a big influence on you?
Yeah, so I was brought up in a house that loved, like, old school R&B, like, a lot of...
Sick!
Aaliyah, Ashanti vibes, TGT, I do love a bit of TGT, Genuine, yeah, all of that
Genuine,
good stuff.
Genuine, yeah.
All of that good stuff, so, yeah, I'm a lover of old school R&B.
Do you know what? I think everyone is, actually.
Yeah, I've never met someone who isn't.
And I haven't either, and if the day I do, I'll push them over.
Please do.
They're silly. I won't really do that. I'll just tell them that I'll push them over and then I'll run away very quickly.
Oh, fair enough.
And no, I think it's like, it's such a genre that, like, because I had the same kind of thing when I was younger. It was like hip-hop and then R&B and then like Skunk Anansie rock music, kind of 90s rock music.
Yeah.
It's such a, I mean, you can kind of hear it in your music as well. Mm. Would you kind of release, you know, like Sierra and like all those kind of vibes?
Yeah,
Would you release tracks like that? Would you go back to the 90s vibe and do something like that?
I would. I mean, I really... resonate with Aaliyah, I think. Like, I love Aaliyah, and I think some of the stuff I've written does give off them kind of Aaliyah vibes, I think. But I definitely want to bring back those vibes.
When I think about Aaliyah, I feel, number one, I obviously feel really sad because she's one of my favourite R&B artists, but it's crazy to wonder what she might have done?
I think this all the time. I'm thinking, where would she be right now? What kind of music would it be now?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because if you look at like Missy Elliott and you look at like some of the artists that have kind of like survived basically the pop star world, which is a difficult thing to do, but in the R&B sense, it is kind of like weird to think about where she would be.
Mm-hmm. I do struggle to like think where she would fit, if that makes sense, in like today's kind of...
Well, I mean, you look at like TLC, obviously Lisa Left Eye Lopez died, but they're actually doing their first ever gig here in London this year. Mm. Ever. Their first ever festival, sorry, not gig.
Yeah.
So I think she'd be still doing stuff, you know. I think she'd be writing, I think she wrote a lot.
Yeah.
I think she did a lot of that stuff. But it's all really exciting for you right now. I'm looking forward to what's coming out in the summer. Are you going to look into doing any collabs with other artists on your stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there have been talks with other artists as well. So I definitely, right now, I'm just open to just working with anybody and everyone, I think.
So we're just doing a shout out now. Anyone, even me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're up for it, you know.
I can rap for you, yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. I've always been looking for a female rapper, actually.
I'm awful.
So you're down.
I've tried it. Okay. I've tried it, and it's... I made words happen, but they weren't good.
Oh,
but you've signed up now, babe. That's your problem, not mine.
Maybe we can get like a ghostwriter in for you or something,
and a ghost rapper, because someone else needs to do both. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your debut single.
Thank you.
And also, everyone, you probably didn't realize, on your first ever radio interview.
Yeah, I know.
Did I do okay?
No, you did. You did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you did.
I feel scared when it's the first as well, but I also feel incredibly honoured.
Thank you.
On to bigger, way bigger and better things than me now, babe. So let's play a little bit of She.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Jay Leanne, and this is my debut single, She.
Woo!
Can't keep being the reason that you ain't home. Can't keep being the reason that she's alone. Can't keep being the reason that you're apart. Understand you're breaking her heart. Boy, I'm tired, so tired. It's not fair on her, it's not fair on me. Boy, can't you see it will end badly? But you continue anyway. It's like you haven't got no shame. You better put your toys away. I need you to stop treating me unfairly.
You know
you got a girl at home desperately for you to grab her hand to be her man. Stop messing around with me. You got a perfectly good she. It got some love playing games when you know I'm falling for you and you know you won't go. Got it good, so why would you blow it? Tell her you love her when you know you don't show it. And she's tired, so tired. It's not fair on her, it's not fair on me. Boy, can't you see it will end badly? But you continue anyway. It's like you haven't got no shame. You better put your toys away. Slow down quickly so you can see. You're wasting time trying to get next to me. Gotta go at home, and you ought to know what you've been missing. You should stop looking around for someone else to be kissing. But to you, she's been good to you, I know. I'm sick and tired of your mess. You give me so much stress, yeah. But to you, she's been good to you, I know. I'm sick and tired of it, and so, oh, no more. Treating me unfairly.
You know,
got a girl at home desperately
waiting
for you to grab her hand to be a man. Need to
just not messing around with me. We got a perfectly good sheet. And you know, at home, I'm desperately waiting for you to grab a hand to be humming. Just stop messing around with me. Perfectly good. Perfectly good.
Jade Leanne Shee, lovely debut single from her. Lovely, liked it. She's just off.
Oh, she's
just gone. She's a lovely lady. First ever radio interview. She just smashed it.
Absolutely killed it.
Miller Blue is here.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really well. Really, really well.
Love your eyeshadow, man.
Thank you. You're the second person to say that to me today.
All right.
No, that's good. That's really reestablishing my belief in my... in my eyeshadow game, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's way up there.
Yeah, thanks, man. So we're going to chat about Marigold, which is... it's out now, right?
It is.
And it's your second single.
Yes.
It's released via Lemon Records. Follow-up to Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really big fan of it. You've just
done a
video, which is kind of like a illustrated, like... kind of psychedelic vibe.
Yeah, very much so, man.
Where did that come from? Is it you, or did you get someone involved to kind of...
Well, our budget was fairly low on it, so we didn't want to go down the traditional route of just filming normally.
No, I think that's really cool what you've done.
Yeah, we looked on Freelancer. I looked at different like illustrators and just looked at people that could work within our budget for the right sort of imagery we wanted and the colours that we wanted. I found a girl from Germany called Dominique Bloink.
Ooh, sick
interesting
name.
Interesting name. I've got a boring name. My name's just Ben.
Oh, well, Ben's a cool name. Yeah. Dude, don't put yourself down.
Benjamin.
If
I say it like that.
So what made you pick Miller Blue as your stage name?
It was my auntie. She was having a baby. And she was going to call it little boy Miller Blue.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
But she didn't.
No, she had a girl, luckily. Oh. So I literally just said, I love the name. I'm just going to take it.
Did she get really annoyed?
No, she loved it. She loved the fact that I stole her baby's name. Now she has a boy, though. I don't know what she's going to do.
Oh.
She's going to have to call it Ben or something less exciting.
She's just going to call it after you anyway. Maybe she call it Ben Miller Blue.
Ben Miller Blue.
I think that's how it got her into it.
But
no,
go for it.
It's fine. So what are you working on at the moment? Because now you've dropped Marigold.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming next?
We have another single coming at the end of May called Rhythm in the Dance. And then we have an EP, Summertime.
Oh, okay. So bringing out some more music
ready.
In the summer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And are you going to be doing some gigs?
Yes. There's a gig on the 28th of April at the Finsbury.
Ooh, testing your knowledge.
Got the knowledge. Always.
Oh, the Finsbury. That's a sick venue. I really like
I've
it
I've never
there.
Been. What's it like?
Yeah, it's really nice. I really like it. It's got good alcohol.
Oh, right. That's
key.
That your point of reference for how good
it
is?
Oh, yeah, always.
Alcohol's great, man. Music's
always.
Shit, but alcohol's good.
So I'm really interested in your name, Miller Blue. You picked blue, and I know now I know the reason. Like, maybe this isn't going to work, but I wanted to find out if... Because you also use a lot of pink in your visuals, which I really like.
Thanks, man.
I'm a big fan of the colour pink. So there's blues, there's pinks, but I want to know what is your favourite colour?
I mean, black isn't... said as a colour, it's a shade, isn't it?
No,
but
you can say black.
I always wear black most of the
time. So let's say black. I'm going to tell you what that means about you.
Oh, okay. I'm excited, man.
Okay, ready?
Because,
like, this might change your life, okay?
Forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm only 22, so I've got a lot to learn about the
colour
black.
Welcome, because I'm about to teach you. This is from a website that's called Colour Meaning, so
pretty sure
it's 100% verified, and definitely everything
verified
about it is...
sources.
Yeah, it's 100% correct. So, if you like black, you are likely emotionally contained, decisive, serious, powerful, strong, confident, and sometimes a bit introverted. Is that true?
Some of them are true.
Some of them.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm powerful. I'm quite feminine. I'm quite, like, relaxed and moving. Not that feminine people...
No, I know that's what... You didn't mean that. But you can definitely be powerful and be all of those things as well. Lovers of black tend to make excellent leaders and entrepreneurs. Feels like a weird one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's a colour of mystery, which is often associated with sexual attractiveness... or even rebellion. So you're a sexy rebel.
I'm a sexy rebel.
And people who like to... Oh, here we go. This is literally for you. People who love to wear black clothes like to do so mainly since it makes them feel confident and more attractive.
I think that is what it is, you know. because I used to put on loads of colourful clothes and just always thought they looked bad, so I stuck to my guns and just...
Okay.
I'm getting there now, though. I've got some colour in my wardrobe, thanks to my girlfriend.
Well, she also was your stylist as well. I like that.
Take that coat off.
No, it's good, because I need that in my life. My girlfriend does the same thing for me. She's like, remove this, do that, put that back on.
It's needed
put some
sometimes.
Clothes on, usually, is what she says to me.
Some perspective.
Put
from
your
that
tits outside. Away, for God's sake.
I get that a lot.
Well, today especially, I really keep thinking there's going to be a nip slip. There hasn't been so far. You keep your eyes out, okay?
The spring isn't really here, is it? It's freezing outside.
I know. Everyone's like, you're dressed for summer. And I'm like, look, I dressed with my eyes closed. I was very tired this morning.
Your outfit looks great, though, man, so don't stress.
Thank you. Shall we find out what white...
What? Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Have you not looked?
No, but it's here.
Is that your favourite colour?
I'm just saying it is because I'm wearing a lot of it today. Lovers of white tend to be innocent, pure and perfectionists. I'd say I'm a perfectionist, but probably not innocent or pure. They're confident, which does make sense, but might have very high standards regarding cleanliness. Do we think that's true about me?
See, I don't know you too well.
I'm pretty dirty. Your love for white is also symbolic of openness and fearlessness. You tend to have very strong ideals. I mean, that does sound like me, other than the clean bit.
Did you shower this morning?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm like very like cleanly like that, but like my trousers, because your girlfriend is wearing white trousers as well. Hers were completely white.
They are new, I must drop.
Yeah, but I'm clean. These are quite new and they're covered in shit. So
mate, I'm awful for not washing my jeans. I do wear the
yeah, but they tell you not to wash them.
Yeah, you don't want them to fade.
They say don't wash jeans, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, I think so. Someone once said,
someone
I don't know.
Mythical.
Is there a reason why you've done a lot of pink for this release? Because I really love the pink artwork and like the background. It's actually one of my favorite. That specific pink is one of my favorite colors. Is there any meaning behind that, or was it just like visually you really liked the way it looked?
The EP is going to be called Cotton, so the whole cotton candy. I like pastel colors in general. So yeah, I just went for the pink and it worked well.
You've just let slip a little bit about Cotton, so tell me more about that. How many songs, when are we getting it?
Songs 4 to 5, I'm not 100% sure. I think it's gonna be like an interlude on it or something like that. But
is that where you like talk like this, like hey
it's me.
Yeah, Miller Blue, what up?
I wear black, nothing else.
Yeah.
No, it's just a short like minute clip.
I know that you're gonna do that really well.
Thanks,
minute Miller Blue, I only wear black.
I only whisper, man.
Actually, you can take this footage and use it if you like.
Yeah, sure. I'll just put it on like a 9-minute loop and then that could be the EP. Hey man.
Me. Oh, wonderful. So tell me a little bit about what you want to achieve this year. Obviously, it's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
You're an up-and-coming artist. It's exciting for you right now. And everything's probably all a bit confusing and, like, whirlwindy. But in the next year, is there something specific you said to yourself, I really want to achieve this year?
I mean, I generally take things step by step because I find if I look too far ahead, I forget to enjoy what I'm doing.
Oh, God, he's a mastermind. So true.
It is really true, though, because you
forget to
about,
have a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the most important thing. Otherwise, you'll end up getting to where you want to be and be like, wait, what did I even do?
You're teaching me so much today. Ben the teacher.
Oh, that's a great name. Mm-hmm. I've got an alias. I'm the crumpet kid. I eat crumpets all the time.
Man. Okay.
Crumpets and tea, that is just what I like.
I don't even know how we got to that, but tell me more, because crumpets are awesome.
Well, growing up, my dad just always fed me crumpets and gave me loads of tea. In my milk bottle, you know when you're a kid, you have milk. He gave me tea.
He's building you up to be a strong lad, that's why.
That's it, man. That's
a strong
so tall,
lad who
mate.
Only wears black.
That's it.
That's who you are now.
That's it.
Do you like those giant crumpets that they released?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm a hater of the giant crumpets,
And
I only eat Warburton's crumpets because Tesco and all the other... I won't name them. They don't deserve to be named for the crumpets.
Oh, okay.
Mate.
Don't give them any press.
They're so thin. It's like chewing on like a pancake.
So what would happen, okay, say, I'm loving these little situations I'm coming with today. So let's say I'm going to pick an artist out of the air, Post Malone. Do you like Post Malone?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're a fan of his, yeah?
Yeah, I like his tunes, man.
Okay.
Rockstar's just great.
Yeah, so say he's like, calls you up and he's like, come over. Miller Blue.
Yeah, man.
And you're like, cool, I'll wear my best black outfit. And you go over there and he's like doing a tune or whatever, and then he brings out these homemade crumpets. And he's like, listen, I've heard how much you like crumpets, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Are these not the best crumpets you've ever tasted? And then you're like, cool. And you get the vibe that he's like going to snap if maybe you don't like them.
Mm.
And you've made a track, by the way, at this point, so you really don't want to piss him off.
Yeah, of course.
And his are like biscuits. They're like hard and chewy, but he's like, if you like them, you can have that whole bunch and you can eat them. And he knows you can eat them because you probably eat more than one, I bet in a sitting.
I think it would depend whether he was an enthusiastic like baker or cooker.
He's super enthusiastic,
babe. In that case,
he's applied for Great British Bake Off like 4 times, but he's not British, so he can't go on. It's that kind of situation. What? Yeah.
No, I definitely tell him they're great.
Oh, okay, six. You just lie.
Oh, see, that's the problem. You've put me in that situation.
I know, babe, but that's what these questions are about. Putting you in an awkward situation.
I'm generally truthful with people, so I'd give him pointers to what he could do to improve it, as opposed to just being like, nah, they're horrible.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like...
They're okay, man. I quite like them, but if you did this...
So a shit sandwich is what you're saying.
Shit sandwich.
Which is where you say
two... Never had a shit sandwich, actually.
It's where you say two nice things and then you put a shit thing in the middle. Oh, he nearly spat out his water.
I had a friend that once had this thing called a toast sandwich, and I was so intrigued. I was like, surely it's not what
toast
it says.
Toast sandwich? That's just a sandwich.
He just made a piece of toast and put toast in between two... And I was like, what? And he was like adamant it was nice, so I tried it. It was just horrible, man.
Did he even put butter on it or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I mean, I'd probably quite like that, to be fair.
Okay.
Very exciting year for you then. So you're going to get an EP out. Are you going to be doing any gigs? Did I ask you that already?
Yeah, but we're planning a headline show for when the EP is released.
Yes, so that's what I'm looking for. So where do we find out about that stuff? Where can we... How do we know when things are happening?
So it hasn't been announced as of yet, but socials, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it's just all Miller Blue Music.
And you've done a lovely little video for Box Fresh as well, Fresh on Friday, which is the performance of Marigold. Mm-hmm. And you can find the video online.
Yeah, that's on YouTube and it should still be on the website too.
And it's a lovely little song. It's a bit of a bittersweet song about
Certainly.
A bit of a bitch is what I got the vibe. That's what you said. It wasn't the exact wording, but you said a girl that you liked.
It was puppy love, man. I don't resent her for it anymore at all.
Because she made a good song out of it, that's why.
It's a great song out of it.
Are you mates with her now?
We speak now and then just to see how each other's
That's
doing,
nice. She's probably a nice girl.
Yeah, of course. I think we were just like young and maybe her maturity level wasn't at the point it needed to be for a relationship.
Because you've got to be mature for Miller Blue. I feel like we could make some sick adverts for you, dude.
Oh, yeah. What could
mature
be
for Miller Blue. Jeez.
Whoa! Oh, my God. Mature
That's
cheese.
What you're... No, oh, my God. I love
we
that you
sell
went cheese.
I miss cheese. I love cheese, but I'm vegan these days, man.
Oh.
Yeah. So no more cheese for me.
Oh, mate. I eat loads of cheese.
Cheese on toast. Do you like cheese on toast?
I like cheese on anything.
Have you put Worcestershire sauce on cheese on toast?
Yeah, mate. I'm not an idiot.
No, I'm checking.
Oh,
some
good.
People haven't, and then they try it, and they're like, oh, why? Like,
have you eaten vegan cheese?
Yeah, it's just too sticky, man. I mean, I do have it because that's my only option, you know, I'm running thin on options these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same.
I eat, like, baby bells every day.
I used to love baby bells. Mm. I accidentally ate the red... rind it when I first had a baby bell.
Really?
Just bit straight into it, man. I was gagged.
That's something I've always wanted to do. Is like,
do
it looks really satisfying to bite into it.
Go in with fresh eyes and just be like, yes, this is the cheese. And then just pretend.
But then I might become vegan because...
Of the terrifying, traumatic experience.
Although I would like to... I admire you for being vegan. I think it's very good.
I think I'm getting there with it now. It took a few weeks to adjust.
Yes.
I was veggie for like a year and a bit, so it's not so bad. I think if you make the jump... instantaneously it's hard, I imagine.
Yeah, because doesn't when you're a vegetarian just cheese becomes everything?
Oh yeah, and I was eating too much, man. I couldn't walk.
Oh,
crawling everywhere.
Okay, that's a serious decision you had to make there.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, should we play a little bit of Marigold?
Let's do it.
Because aren't marigolds yellow?
Yeah.
So cheese, yellow, all molds in,
bam bam,
we know what we're doing.
Fubar
yellow,
it's all there.
I'm wearing yellow top and my eyeshadow's yellow. Whoa.
Wow.
This is some kind of moment
this
we're having
inception
here.
Inception levels.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Make sure you hit us up with your EP. What did you say it was going to be called?
Cotton.
Oh, I like that name as well. And we're going to have lots of pastel-y vibes with this as well. Pastel colours.
Oh, pastels everywhere.
Not pasties.
I thought you said pasties. Yeah, I'm a fan of pasties also.
I feel like you've got the same kind of vibe with food as I have, which is why we're going to be friends. But yeah, can you introduce it for us?
Of course. So I'm Miller Blue and this is my latest single, Marigold.
Woo! Oh,
piano keys, I'm trying to break the fear. I would entangle way up in the atmosphere. And you flow through, cool with your good intentions. Out here, but you are made of stone. Make break for our low shelter, you might beat the storm. And warm your heart up without even breaking on. You hide inside the light, it cannot find you. I'll take you away. Now I'm wondering, wondering if you know now. Never pondering, open at the glow, it won't go out. Never mind the sin, you can pray with it. Don't confide in the light, reside it in. We think that you can never know. The marigold, let it grow, show blossom, I'll be waiting out for you. Keeps on floating, when just will it rain on down and stop the voting? Time to keep these constant frowns. It's a common phenomenon, so in love with the domino. I just find in my mind and I don't even know where it's going. We follow deep and not knowing, I'm slow and going, showing bits of my soul. Now it's open, hoping, noting someone be there. Like you're not around the fountain, so at least be square. Indeed, trying all angles on it. Side to your stories, but my head turning 180 degrees. Now I'm wondering, wondering if you know now. Never pondering, open at the glow, it won't go out. Never mind the sin, you can pray with it. Don't confide in the light, reside it in. We think that you did never know. The marigold, let it grow, show blossom, I'll be waiting out for you.
Journalist and documentary maker Ben Zand.
Do you get people now, though, coming up to you with, you should make a documentary about this, and sort of suggesting stuff to you all the time?
Yeah,
do you like
really
that?
Cool, yeah.
Would you then do them, or would you go?
It depends.
Now
if
I can't.
Some of them are really shit.
Yes.
Some of them are really shit ideas.
It's awful, isn't it, when you get people who are fans who give you really shit ideas and you have to go, oh, that's a good idea.
It's a shame. I mean, but some people just don't really understand. Obviously,
no.
If you don't work in TV, you don't know what makes a good TV film. But some people have suggested ideas and they've been awesome.
Every Monday,
Ian Boltzlaff.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh, I bet you think you're John Wayne. Showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way. And we all know the end of the story. Cause everyone knows someone who kills the buzz every time they open up their mouth. Yeah, everyone knows someone who thinks they're cooler than everybody else. And I think
Graves there with High Horse. I'm a big fan of that song. It's really good. Now, something I didn't mention about the Harry Styles gig last night, which I was really chuffed about. Some really cute... He always flies the LGBT flags at his gig, which he did last night. But something that's come out today is that he had those little lights, you know, the Coldplay vibe across the whole auditorium. And these two girls, right, apparently... Everyone thought it was him, but there was all across the stadium, lights went up that were like the LGBT colours. It looked absolutely stunningly beautiful. And these two girls have said that it was actually them who organised it. They put together 14,000 pieces of paper containing instructions and coloured paper to distribute to their festival. I think people covered their torches on their phones with the colourful tissue paper, and it actually worked. And pretty much the whole auditorium was the colourful lights. It said it took a month to plan as part of the Rainbow H project and 3 months to put in action, calling on other fans to help distribute 14,000 pieces of paper, creating a team of 20. And they organised this in October 2017. 14,000 people attended that event, apparently, and most of them actually did it. It looks absolutely wonderful when you see the pictures, and you can find online at Rainbow H Project. I just think it's a really nice thing to do. I want to have fans like Harry Styles who make lights happen for me. What wonderful girls, big up to them. Also in the music news and reviews, Boy George and Culture Club have announced a UK tour with all their hits. That is something I want to go to. I want to be there. I love Boy George. The 80s legend and his Do You Want to Hurt Me bandmates are going to be kicking off an 11-date run at Nottingham's Motor Point Arena. He's stopping off at London's SSE Arena in Wembley and concluding in Leeds at the First Direct Arena. But go and check that out, because, like, I just love a bit of old school. Like, I also like it that it's like we're embracing our songs because they're amazing and we're going to play all the old ones. Like, that's sick. There's a lot of that happening this year, a lot of throwback things going down. Also, not a throwback, Nicki Minaj has announced two new songs, Barbie Tings and Chun Li. She sort of announced them partly by dressing in a super sexy bondage type black outfit that apparently she wore to an LA Lakers game. On it, great. Basketball is the one to wear your latex to. It was kind of like bondage vibes, studded leather leotard, fishnet stockings, studded Chanel backpack. She vibed it, basically. And spiky stilettos that were apparently one of six made in her size in the whole world, which is pretty sick. I wonder what Nicki Minaj thinks of Cardi B's album. I'd be interested to hear her thoughts. And I also, I just want to hear more stuff from her, because obviously she's had a minute away from us. Obviously loads of singles and stuff, but is she going to release another album? Jack White calls Nicki Minaj brilliant and says rap is the new punk rock. I like that. Jack White on it with the Nicki Minaj vibe. I think there's quite a few random celebrity friendships that you wouldn't know about that are quite enjoyable. But I'm going to shut up now and play. I'm going to play a bit of Harry Styles, because I thought the gig last night was really good. I'm really impressed with his fashion vibes. It's really sick at the moment. I like what he does. He wears a lot of flares and I'm really into them. This is Kiwi. If you haven't seen the video for Kiwi, then you've been hiding under a rock. But honestly, go and check it out, because it's one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
She walked away through a cheap pack of cigarettes, hard liquor mixed with a bitter intellect, and all the boys, they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck, she's driving me crazy, but I'm into it. But I'm into it. I'm kind of into it. It's getting lazy. I think I'm losing it. I think I'm losing it.
Yeah. Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Ferrari, hop up the stool, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
Compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que per pico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín. Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tía y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente. Donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza. Goza, goza, goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Cardi B, I like it. Featuring Bad Bunny and J Balvin. Reader's back with us.
Hi.
Hello, babe. How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
Really good. Loving that. We both loving that song, weren't we?
It's literally my favourite one on the album.
What do you think of the album?
I really like it. You know what? Like, first and second listen, I was kind of like, yeah, I get it. And then third time, I was in the gym and I was like, holy shit.
It's so sick.
It's so good.
I honestly listened to it. I mean, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I listened to it, I was like, this is sick. I don't care what anyone says, like, she's making a lot better music than there is out there right now.
Yeah, it's sick, it's like, it's vibey, like, I feel like everyone can get it as well, you know?
Yeah, that is also amazing. As I was just saying to you, check out the video of P. Diddy dancing to it. It's incredible. Incredible. Anyway, since we last saw you, you've released Change the Weather EP.
Yeah.
I'm really sad because I couldn't come to your EP party, but tell us all about it. It was in Dalston.
Yeah. So it was at Visions. It was really cool. It was like friends and family vibes, and a couple people came down, and I'm really happy because it was just all my favorite people in a room, mm-hmm. and really like lovely vibe, and everyone went out afterwards, and I think I got home at like 7 a.m. or something.
Oh my god, yeah. /no,
because when you're like next day is a no.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. Well, let's talk through the EP. It's really exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's sort of, well, Change the Weather itself is kind of a. Where you're trying to kind of change the weather, change the situation, and it's fairly deep. It's about periods of transition and isolation and things you've been through.
Yeah.
But in your own words, kind of what was the journey for you for this EP?
I think it's like generally a feeling of not being present, like with someone or with a situation or whatever it is. Like, you know, when you're not yourself because you're always somewhere else, and yeah, that's kind of what it's about.
Okay, and when you were writing, did you write it? You wrote it with some, like you had people coming in producing, of course, and Last Skeptic produced it.
Yeah, we co-produced it. So, Change the Weather, he produced mainly, and then mm-hmm. There's a track called Give Me, and I did that one, and then he kind of just helped me flourish it at the end. And then,
oh, so should we? Well, we can play that one at the end if you like.
Yeah, sure.
Because you're going to do a little live performance, aren't you?
Yeah.
We love having a bit of a live performance in the studio. Do you get nervous before you?
Yeah, like a little bit, and then I get into it and I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Did you play when you had your EP launch, or was it just...
It was... So I did a little set, but what I'm doing at the moment with my set is, because it's just me and Skeptic that do it on stage, so we do like a couple songs PA, and then I come out into the crowd and do a couple acoustic ones, and then I play sax as well on one of the songs, so at the end I do a little sax solo.
Sax, yes. Sasha, a girl that we had at the beginning of the show, also plays sax. So we've had two girls today.
That's rare.
Through Fubar that play sax. She DJs and plays sax while she DJs.
Right, that is such a good idea. Like someone said that to me the other day, and I was like, I feel like I could make some money doing that.
Yeah, it's sick. She does that.
That's mad.
Maybe you guys could become a duo of saxers.
Link me up,
saxers. So should we have a little bit of hovering?
Let's do it.
Okay, lovely. I'm going to shut up now. Do you want your earphones on? Are you okay sound-wise to hear everything? You're all right?
I guess I'll be okay.
Okay, perfect. I'll keep it. I've got my ears on. So.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much, babe. Go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah, so this song is Hovering, and it's off my new EP, Change the Weather. Go stream it, go buy it, whatever. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm feeling like my mind is part-time, always disappearing. Halfway through the night, can't get fast enough. It's my wild side, you just can't trust. I've tried to tame it. I'm fading, falling back a little into my mistakes. Got a new rush, but it don't come close. I'm here, but I'm removed. I'm better when I'm with you, but I'm somewhere else. I'm hovering, hovering. So if you look my way and wonder why I'm distant somewhere else, I'm hovering, hovering, yeah. You gave me a world, but the world was yours. Now I want to leave it. I can't find the door, so I'm just circling round and around in my head, caging myself under the comfort of your bed. I'm fading, falling back a little into my mistakes. Got a new rush, but it don't come close. I'm here, but I'm removed. I'm better when I'm with you, but I'm somewhere else. I'm hovering, hovering. So if you look my way
I wonder why I'm distant somewhere else. I'm hovering, hovering, yeah.
Woo! Thank you. Hovering.
Mm.
Love that song. Want to know what it's about?
Well, it's the same kind of situations I said before, just like...
But is it like an experience that you've actually... Is it personal? You've been there and
yeah. Yeah, like I've had days where like I can't even think about anything. I'm just too spaced out, you know.
Is it like sometimes like anxiety and stress can just make you pull out of your body?
Yeah, man. Like it's weird how stuff can just go round and round in your mind, and like you're seeing things but you're not really seeing things, and you're just walking about like a zombie.
You know? I think sometimes things can cloud your head, and until you can clear the clouds, it's really
exactly
different.
That's why you should meditate, yo.
Yeah. So do you meditate?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've really tried, but I've got such a short attention span. But I spoke to someone about it and they were like, you just trying is meditating. Like,
exactly, yeah. It's just taking 5 minutes for yourself and it to calm down and de-stress.
Do you feel like music is a good way to do that?
Oh God, yeah, definitely. Like, writing music is therapy in it, so.
And obviously you work a lot with The Last Skeptic. Do you guys, you work well together?
Yeah. We've got a good chemistry.
Do you find that you argue because you're so close?
Yes, a lot. But it's always worth it in the end, you know.
Because obviously he's a great artist as well. Mm. What's he like to be produced by and to work with?
He makes me feel mad comfortable. And like, I mean, because I produce as well, so like I can do that stuff. But the thing that he brings to it for me is like he can hear when I'm singing, like how I should be singing. And sometimes for me, if I'm recording myself, I sing a bit weird, but I can't hear it, you know.
But also I think you need someone else, like if you do it all yourself, even if you can do it,
it's just time consuming. And also like,
but you need another eye. You need another eye on it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good, you can vibe off each other and you write things that you wouldn't write by yourself, you know.
Yeah, so you write together as well.
Yeah.
And of course you did Change the Weather with Trim.
Yeah.
So Did you guys know each other before?
Well, I met him through Skeptic. So, I've known him a little while. But he's such a sweetie. He just hopped on the track for me.
No, it's a really sick collab. And is there anyone else that you would look to, like, at the moment, any up-and-coming artists that you're really vibing with that you'd like to collab with?
So many.
Tell us.
I don't know. I've been mad inspired by all these girls that are coming up at the moment, like IMDb, Mahalia, and, like...
So sick.
It's so sick. There's so many of them about, and... And I've been working a little bit like as a producer and less of a songwriter with my friend Nash, who goes by the name Shumba Masai, and he's a rapper. He's just had a video come out and he's really sick as well.
How do you find that side of it? So you go, obviously you produce and you write, but is it like a whole different experience when you're working with other artists?
Yeah, and like he's my guinea pig. I've never like solely produced for someone before, so you have to learn how to be a bit more like how to give people direction but let them be free at the same time, you know.
And it's a really exciting time as well, I think, for female producers at the moment.
Yeah, because people are starting to give us time. Like, I feel like before you'd be like, oh, I'm a producer. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, like, she's just got Logic and then she thinks she's a producer. now you get some respect. It's cool.
Yeah, like, people are kind of, like, raising awareness and talking about it because people want to have more women in studios because it's like...
Well, it's a better vibe, I think.
Well, it's just like, it's different and it's something that, because I was just talking about an event that's happening next week. They're trying to raise awareness for female musicians. I'll tell you all about it. It's called Raw. And they're kind of like trying to get females up to the standard of being able to put on lineups so that there's no excuse for why they aren't on lineups. And I think it's a really cool thing that girls are coming out and they're working with artists and also that it's just becoming... natural now.
It's becoming natural, and you know, it's, you get less of that like feminist banner that people throw on it, like, yeah. And there's loads of cool women out there now that are like doing mentoring and doing these events, and like women helping other women is so powerful
and important and fantastic and wonderful. That's why we're here. We should be helping as much as we can.
Girl power.
You are moving to LA
in like a week and a half.
Whoa. Tell me everything.
Well, my sister lives there. She lives in El Segundo, next to the airport.
Sick.
But yeah, she's been out there like a decade, so she's just like, it's time you came. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, music is big there.
Oh, God, yeah. And it's sunny and there's beaches and, like, my family's there. It's just I'm so excited to go.
So tell me about what you want to do when you're there. Like, you know, you've got to have some goals or some thoughts in mind other than like drinking some great green juices. That is what everyone seems to do. Yeah. It's loads of vinegary water.
Yeah.
What is it you want to kind of get out of LA?
I mean, just the music thing. I'm just going to go and like meet as many people as I can. And yeah, I mean, I want to live there permanently, but I'm going on a tourist visa in it, so.
Well, babe, people love British accent in LA.
Right. I got given a free pass at Disney once because I'm pretty sure it's just because I was British.
Shut up. I really want to go to Disney. I'm going to ham up my accent if I ever go.
Yeah, do it like, oh, hello.
Hello there. Top of the morning to you. That sounds so exciting. Is there any like artists in LA that you'd like to hit up? Because obviously there's a lot going on there.
Oh, God, everybody's there, though. Like everyone is there, like all the big people, like SZA. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna meet, basically I want to meet Miley Cyrus. I think that's my goal.
Oh my God. Yeah. You can't stop, don't stop until you find Miley Cyrus,
right.
Reader,
I'm gonna go to every party, I'm gonna find her,
just walk into every party and be like, hi, where's Miley Cyrus? Hi, where's Miley Cyrus?
I need to see her.
And then you'll get like blacklisted and probably, what's that word when people, a restraining order.
Oh, great, yeah.
And probably. It's like, not quite what you would have envisioned, but at least she's noticed you.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? She'll know who I am, so that's the main thing.
And then on the last attempt, you should just wrecking ball her house on it. You should go in like a wrecking ball on a wrecking ball. Don't actually do that. That would be really bad. You'd probably get sued.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, the prison sentence.
Are you a big fan of Miley's?
I love her, but then also I really loved Hannah Montana when I was a kid. So.
Oh, so it's birthed from like the beginning of her. Yeah. Is there any, like, what songs do you like of hers? Because like I liked that Bangers album. I was into it.
No, it was mad good.
I can't remember any of the song names now.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
But Wrecking Ball is the only one I can think of.
What was that one about taking Molly or whatever?
Oh, like, Oh, yeah. Daddy. Is that we Can't Stop?
Yeah.
There we go.
That was good. Well, also, Party in the USA was...
Oh, my God. One of the biggest, best songs in the world.
Yeah.
But wasn't that Hannah Montana?
No, that was like her first Miley song, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
She always played it as well. I went to see her, actually, twice. She played at Heaven in a week. She did her arena tour, and then she played at Heaven, and she was unbelievable, like so impressive.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh my
I was
God,
shook.
So jealous.
I was
so
shook.
Jealous.
Very close quarters
In heaven
as well.
Yeah, it's a weird shaped room, isn't it?
I love it.
It goes back like really far, but
But if you're at the front, like there's second to none. Yeah, I was. I was on the little balconies on the side, so I could really get knee deep. But good luck.
Thank you.
It's going to be so exciting.
Yeah. And like, very least, I'm going to come back with a tan in it. So
I mean, what else do you really want?
Yeah, no.
You'll probably be able to write some sick songs as well about green juices and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Imagine if you came back and you just had a collab with Miley Cyrus.
I would die happy then. I think.
Or Noah Cyrus. Noah
She's
would be good
cool.
too, right?
Yeah.
I think Noah's pretty cool.
There she is.
Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you're off now. We've lost you. We've lost you. We may never get you back.
Might be it.
Freaking hell. Well, Change the Weather's sick. Love it. Everyone can go and get it right now. It's out. Go and stream it. Go and do everything. Listen to it.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for performing as well. And you can choose what you'd like us to finish the show with, finish our interview with, because we've got Change the Weather or we've got Give Me. You produced Give Me, and then you and Skeptic did Change the Weather, which is featuring Trim.
Yeah. Do Give Me, because I don't know if it's been played as much.
Yeah,
on
let's do that one. And it's you. This
and
is
it's
you.
It's me.
Big love to The Last Skeptic as well. Obviously, we're a big fan at FUBAR Radio. He comes in all the time. We love him. Where is he today? Because he usually comes and says hi.
No, he's got a live podcast thing at the Sonos store, which I've got to go to and do all the miking up.
Sick. Well, say hi from us.
Will do.
And thanks for joining us. Do you want to give this a little intro for us?
Okay. So this is Give Me. It's the first track off my new EP. Yeah, enjoy.
Which everyone needs to go and get right now. Bye.
Tripped and fell.
FUBAR Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
It's the amazing Juno Dawson. I actually have a list in my phone of every guy I've ever slept with. There are a couple on the list where I don't know their names.
Italian man.
Literally.
Car park friend.
One of them is Ibiza man.
Excellent. Well, the year before I started my transition, I went to Ibiza and I knew that my body was about to change, my life was about to change. And so I thought, well, while you're here, kind of what happens
enjoy.
In Ibiza stays in Ibiza.
Exactly.
And it did, thankfully, when I got back and went to the clinic. It had all stayed in Ibiza.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
No. Tripping off this alcohol. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone and I'm out of it.
Way too gone. Too many shots of Patron. She went to ride in a Maybach home. Passed out, I can pick up the phone. She wants Chanel and all that. My fucker one time and I fall back. She think I'm in love, what you call that? Thinking too much, I've been sipping. Said that she thought I was different. I want the money, go get it. Ain't buying a Prada. She bad as hell, but she can't get a dollar. Might call you tomorrow. With 3 feet in there, I'm trying to swallow. Flexing up, no apology. Got a bitch gon' ride for me. Put my fucking bitch on a Snapchat. Pass her around, she a nat-nat. Really not used to you calling me. I'm in love with the coupe. She too bougie, get the boot. Too gone on the
truth. I'm sorry if I miss your call. Lately, I'm just tripping off this alcohol. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone.
I'm high, I'm like, hell yeah. Pull up to my crib with no underwear. Bitch, I'ma stop. Foreign swerve, one pushing the start. Shorty, you smart. She a model, but she can't get the part. Cup of tequila. Fuck your mama's seat. Right when I'm eating. Chanel on my sneak. Maybe with curtains. She tryna hop in. Bitches, I'm blocking. They keep on calling. She wanna fuck on my wrist. It's lit. Bitches, they taking a pic. I'm rich. Slur when I sip a little. I got two bitches and I'm in the middle. Came out from a nick. That show girl got her on the rim.
I'm sorry if I miss your cool. Lately I'm just tripping off this alcohol. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. And I'm way too gone and I'm out of it. I'm not really used to you calling me back, but I'm way too gone and I'm out of it.
Rich the Kid, Too Gone featuring Khalid. Lovely song from Rich the Kid's new album there. It's nearly time for the end of the show. Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang are up next. Very exciting. Lovely show today. Thanks to all of our guests, Sasha Brown, Jade Leanne, Miller Blue and Rita just then for her live performance as well. Wonderful day for me. I've just really enjoyed myself. It's been really chilled. Talked a lot about crumpets. Done some exciting stuff. So before we go, I think John Legend has been channeling every single person on earth recently by teaching his daughter, who's two, how to say Beyonce, and she's finally done it. She turns two on Saturday, is expanding her vocabulary on a daily basis, and showed off her new word as she sat in the car with her parents listening to the Superstar's Lemonade album. John Legend actually said she had a milestone yesterday. She said Beyonce for the first time. Now, I would have loved to have said Beyonce is my first word as well. So I think for future, any mums and dads out there, just try and kind of convince your kids to say as much Beyonce-related content as you possibly can. Another bit of big news before we go, I'm going to leave you a bit of a whopper. 50 Cent, who we've talked about quite a lot, Over the last, well, we talked about him and Callie's little Bitcoin thing. Get Rich or Die Crying. Crying? I would have much preferred if the album was called Get Rich or Die Crying, because that would have been incredible. 50 Cent has announced a UK tour to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the debut album. Now, that is wonderful news. He's going to be doing three special arena shows in London, Manchester and Birmingham. London is going to be the O2. Now, that is a massive venue. So I'm excited to see what kind of like vibe that hits. But by golly, am I going to be there? Yes, I am. Really looking forward to it. But also, I can't believe it's been that long since it's happened. But Get Rich or Die Crying, which is what I like to call it, 50 Cent announces UK tour. So make sure you stick around to check out that. Also, come and join us next week. Thanks to all of our guests again. This has been FUBAR Radio with me, Harriet Rose. Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang are on now. So make sure you stay tuned. And Stephen Lang, I can see him. And his beard or non-existent beard that he's now got looks amazing. Okay, guys, catch you next week. Going to finish the show with Bitches, Broken Hearts, Billie Eilish. Make sure you check her out if you haven't. Bye!
You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. But I know that you're not fine. Every time you talk, it's all about me, but you swear I'm not on your mind. You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. Everybody knows suicide and stolen art. Pretty mama souls, stitches into all your bitches' broken heart. You can pretend you don't miss me. You can pretend you don't care. All you wanna do is kiss me. Oh, what a shame I'm not there. Fits me, and you were made for begging to stay.